in Carrington. Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bassett Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 Custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise, available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right.
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota. Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. The Mix 1470, KHND, 99.5 FM and online. Rick Jensen is my name. Our David Adams is here, and you know that little line of our good friend Gil Steedsman? And you think about it, you know, that really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's play it again.
Okay.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie.
Yeah.
Don't forget it.
Yeah, don't forget it.
You can get some deep thoughts when you contemplate that. It's like, wow.
Well, I started contemplating that, and I've contemplated Gil.
He was in at Just Good Barbecue this morning for their breakfast at Hometown Tavern and had a caramel roll.
Oh, yeah, the caramel rolls are back. Yes, and the caramel roll maker made them.
Well, Lars made that, yeah?
Yeah, oh, God. It's just, I'm just giddy. There's a restaurant. Now I got two restaurants. I don't have to even leave. I don't have to use my car. I don't have to do anything. I just, if I had a bed here, I'd just, well, I'm taking over the apartment in the back because I just, depending on which door I come in, that's where I go eat.
You know, things are looking up. Of course, we have, you know, here in downtown, you got Pizza Ranch.
Yes.
You got Crafty's Bar and Grill.
Yep.
And now Hometown Tavern, and they have Just Good Barbecue inside there.
Yes.
Serving up breakfast 5 days a week.
Yeah, it's just, it's awesome.
It is.
Yeah, I've just enjoyed all of it. With the last couple of Saturdays, I've enjoyed the breakfast at Crafty's. I got to get chicken fried steak at Hometown. I get salad bar and chicken at Pizza Ranch, then I just start over again.
We need to get Melissa Paul, the owner of Hometown Tavern, here in the studio on the show.
Yeah,
and talk more about that, because this is really a big thing. It really is.
I'm just excited, and I've.
There's been a huge deficit in this town for since B-52.
Yeah.
And now it all takes time, but here we are.
And they're doing it the right way. They're not just busting into the seams of everything. They're starting it off. We're getting things going here and there. And that's what you got to do. You've got it. You can't force yourself to grow a place that you aren't there yet. It's just they're doing it fine, and the food is good. So
let's check in with someone who's good as well, fine looking. That's Tommy Lahren. She has Fox News commentary.
Fox News commentary.
In her very own deplorables moment, Katie Couric takes a swipe at anti-intellectual mega supporters. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
In case you need more evidence that mainstream media journalists suffer from serious bias and obvious Trump derangement syndrome, let me give you another example. While appearing on Bill Maher's Club Random podcast, Katie Couric had the audacity to slam Trump supporters, calling our movement anti-intellectual. Weird, Katie. It's not we, the anti-intellectual mega supporters, begging to have our $100,000 student loans accrued for worthless degrees forgiven. It's not we, the anti-intellectual mega supporters, who march with Queers for Palestine banners, Katie. And Katie, if not voting for the guy who is destroying our nation, cannot complete a sentence, or use the big boy stares makes us anti-intellectual rednecks, well then I guess call me a hillbilly and sign me up. Katie Couric does not understand MEGA, and she never will. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show Tommy Lahren is Fearless at Outkick.com.
Hey, we're back, 1025, program powered by Bassett Motors in Carrington. Of course, here in the city of Harvey is the vote today for the school bond, the $23.5 million bond, voting at the Armory today. And that's rolling on. Last night, now, they had a school board meeting.
Oh, okay, that's right.
And some audio and video was provided on that.
Okay.
See if we can... Not going to guarantee the audio quality of this.
Okay.
The it's about a 12-minute long or 20-minute long video, and it was a part dealing with the contract with the Icon, the architectural firm.
Yep.
And we're going to pick up the audio about halfway through here with board member Vanessa Anderson talking about this contract thing, and to be quite honest, the lack of transparency that's been transpiring. Let's listen to this. Hopefully it's audible. Let's listen to it.
How can us as a board sit here with a straight face and tell the public that if you give us $23.5 million, we will control and we will be good stewards, when we have pushed aside unauthorized contract signing twice?
Well, you can speak.
Okay. Oh, I did, you know, after I did double check on this, the contract, at the time, I believe this was 6 months ago, I called, Kyle, my recollection was that there was a motion on that night to allow Icon to work with the steering committee, but that's not in the minutes. So I don't know. I just am imagining that. I don't know what happened. And then they went to the steering committee, and then we brought back from the steering committee on the 22nd to go forward. Now, I could be just totally misremembering it. I do remember him coming with two hands and putting that gigantic contract down. Right, I was sitting on the end of the table. I was sitting here and putting that down right here. I remember that. But
he said he laid it between the two of you.
It's been six months. I can't.
No, I guess even attempt to answer your question, Vanessa, I would say too, is that I think that there might be folks out there that maybe don't feel that they can trust us at that bond amount because of some of the things that happened. And I think that if that's their opinion, then I think it's valid. But I think that it's just clear, we'll find out that answer certainly tomorrow, but I think that, again, what I would call upon all of us as a board to, you know, myself included, you know, is there's tons of criticism that can be dished out, but I need to be included in that list even.
Well, yeah, as far as how many there really truly remember there was.
All right, so that was a question directed to Superintendent Lukens about the contract signing. Mm-hmm. And it goes on. Again, you can view this full video
right
at We the People of Harvey on Facebook. Now, I want to bump it up ahead now. Let's see. Where is the time frame on that? 1830. Let's move ahead here. And Vanessa Anderson, the school board member, with some questions for Superintendent Lukens. And let's listen to that. And it's coming up here.
Want to talk about that?
Coming up here in just a moment.
I guess I have a couple questions. Going back a little bit, I just want to ask you a question. Did you have authority to sign the virtual secretary contract?
I think we've been through this.
Just yes or no.
Back then, I think you've reminded me that I didn't.
Yes or no.
Then, yeah, we've had two meetings on this, and
yes.
Okay, so at the time, no, you told me that.
But, okay, I don't know what at the time means, but okay. Did you have authority to sign the ICON contracts?
I mean, 6 months ago, I felt like I did. I don't know. I remember it differently than the minutes. You know, 6 months has passed. I don't know. I remember him putting the contract in front of Wade and I, and it was big, it was thick, and I remember he took it, and he put it down with two hands in front of us. I know I asked him, I said, does the superintendent sign this? And he said, it's 50-50. Some schools have a superintendent sign it, some schools have the board president sign it, 50-50.
Well, I'm just going to say this, loss of confidence, which is what this is, in my opinion, is a terminatable offense. And I guess we can't do anything tonight, but this is egregious.
Boy. Well, that was school board member Vanessa Anderson with questions for Superintendent Lukens.
See, the school board is not in control of the superintendent. The superintendent should be a person who works for the school board. The school board, the school board president, run the school system and set what they're going to be done. And then the superintendent takes it and implements it. This thing is all convoluted and upside down and inside out. Somebody's got to be waking up and paying attention to this someplace, but this is craziness. And she's right. It's a terminal offense. I'm sorry. It's just that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't go running around writing your name on your contracts just because whatever. And then if you did take to it and say, well, I don't know if I should do it. It's 50-50. I wouldn't sign it then.
Common sense would say that, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It would.
Mm-hmm. And she's talking about that virtual assistant.
Exactly.
Superintendent has a virtual assistant.
There's no reason for a virtual assistant.
I think it's to the tune of right around $50,000 a year.
For what?
1032 now.
This isn't New York School City District. This is Harvey.
Yeah, 1032, news and weather coming up. Senator Kevin Cramer after the break. Again, this program powered by Bessette Motors. They are south of the overpass on U.S. 281 in Carrington. Good morning. One program powered by Bessette Motors. They are south of the overpass on U.S. 281 in Carrington. Is waiting on Senator Kevin Cramer to phone in. It's been a while since we talked to him. And, you know, the happenings in D.C. with Speaker Johnson. Rand Paul, I saw this morning. Rand Paul gave a bit of advice to President Trump that he needs to maybe not be speaking so highly of Speaker Johnson in order to, you know, not lose any votes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. You know, yeah. they were in a press conference together, Speaker Johnson and President Trump, last week. I forget what day that was.
Well, Johnson started out looking like this is going to be a good deal, and it just didn't last long.
No.
Because he kowtows to the Democrats.
He does. Is it something that it's so intimidating? I mean, you got to have a set of cahoonies the size of Texas to stand up to these liberals? Or let's put it this way. Do you need a set of cahoonies that are the size of President Trump's?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, and apologies to anyone who was offended by that, but...
But it's the truth. It's just... We got such a mess in Congress right now, in the Senate and the House. I don't know if it's ever going to get straightened out.
Now, under Speaker Johnson's Ukraine aid package, it allows to forgive
$95 billion.
To forgive 50% of loans, student loans, on November 15th, loans. It says on November 15th, and 100% of loans to Ukraine later on. In other words, this is a grant.
Just give them the money
to Ukraine.
Man, this trying to buy diplomacy does not work.
So Republicans under Mike Johnson's leadership have now given up a $1.2 trillion spending bill with more support from Democrats than Republicans. And, of course, the reauthorization for warrantless searches of Americans under FISA, Section 702. Johnson just gave it all away.
Mm-hmm. And they're already calling for his head on a platter.
And rightfully so.
And he's walking around, I'm going to get this. Well, that's because you're not paying attention, you doofus. And come again, on.
He started out, you know, it seemed okay, but it's to the point now. Anyone that they get in now on the Republican side for a Speaker of the House, it's just, you hope for the best and expect the worst, it seems like.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, even old Biden is backing Speaker Johnson's Ukraine aid plan.
Of course, he wants the money.
Mm-hmm.
You can't siphon off money from something you can't give somebody for it, you know, so.
Unbelievable, huh?
It's ridiculous.
So, I don't know. Is it something that the intimidation from the rhinos and liberals is so strong that...
Well, I can tell you where this started. I can give a good idea why it starts. That's the voter apathy from the states. When we elect these people to the House and the Senate, we don't hold their feet to the fire. And it just, go along, get along type thing. And so that's what they do. You see, if they were actually doing something that was what they people wanted in each of those districts, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. I just...
So you got Representative Thomas Massie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come out and he has said he is going to co-sign with Marjorie Taylor Greene to get Speaker Johnson out.
Mm-hmm.
Comment here, someone wrote, America is facing total economic collapse and hyperinflation due to the national debt.
Mm-hmm.
Person
the
writes,
debt will kill us off.
He says, I totally misread Mike Johnson. We've got to vacate the chair immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how can we continue to give trillions and trillions to Ukraine? This nonsense of, well, if we don't give them the money, Russia will take them over, then we'll have to get involved.
Fine. I don't care who gets it. It's not ours. Why do we have to have it?
Yeah.
Let them figure it out themselves. If Russia takes it, it takes it. If they don't, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to spend our money over there? Doesn't make any sense at all.
You know, it'd be like someone who has, whose bank account is kind of like mine, small.
Tiny like mine.
Yeah, and just, start giving money away to... useless causes or something where it's nefarious at best. I mean, that's the height of stupidity. You wouldn't do that, but yet we do that with our own treasury.
Mm-hmm.
With the money from you and I, the taxpayers. Again, let me repeat this. Any government, level of government, from the feds to the state, your county, city, township, or your schools, They don't have any money of their own. Those entities do not go out and have a job and earn a paycheck. They get their money from you and I.
See, I think that's probably why there's such a disconnect. I don't see the people don't see. They see $31 trillion. That's the money they owe, you and I. That's what we owe. The government doesn't make any money. It just takes the money in our pocket and gives it to somebody else. And so if we're in debt for it, we're not in debt for something over there in the corner. It's us. We are the government. Yeah. We're the people who are under the thumb.
Another comment, person writes, did they bribe Speaker Johnson, blackmail him, or both?
It's hard to say.
I would say, let's go back to our good friend Michael Coachman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the question of the day, are you compromised?
Yes. Are you compromised?
I would have to say everything I've been watching now with Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House, I believe he is compromised.
Something's very odd. That's all I can say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, and I don't know if I want to know what it is, because it could be bad. We cannot turn the corner on anything against corruption in our government because it's so corrupted. The corruption is corrupted. You can't. How do you fix this? This is ridiculous.
Oh, it's beyond ridiculous. 10:48. Not sure where Senator Cramer is. Got word from his staffer.
Yeah.
But there he is, maybe.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's a vote going on.
And there he is, live from our nation's cesspool, Senator Kevin Cramer. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
How do you guys know this isn't just AI talking to you? You said live.
Well, we don't.
How do you know?
We don't, for sure.
You don't know, do you?
No,
you don't know.
We don't know.
Okay, well.
If we could take your battery out, we'd know.
Yeah.
AI is very good. It's very good. It's very good. It's very good. It's very good.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah, it's a good thing for AI. Good thing for AI. Yeah.
That's right. Yikes, huh? Yeah. As though we don't have enough things to worry about. Okay.
I just can't wait till the AI takes over the House and the Senate. Oh, boy.
Well,
at least there'd be fun.
At least there'd be some intelligence.
Well,
if it's artificial.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah, we're just talking about the mess with Speaker Mike Johnson going on, and what's going on?
I know you're not in the House anymore.
Yeah, but you know our good friend Michael Coachman. You know he came up with this line that always needs to be asked: are you compromised? And Is Speaker Johnson compromised? I mean, he started out like gangbusters, but is the swamp that thick and evil that, you know, he succumbed? I don't know. You're there.
Oh, I don't. I mean, Michael Johnson. If Michael Johnson's not good enough, then nobody is good enough, really. Realizing that he is the speaker of an institution of 435 people, all from a different place, and represents 750,000 people, just like each of them individually. Mm-hmm. So therein lies the first issue. He is the Speaker of the House, and it's a big, diverse House. The second thing is the majority that he is a member of is a one vote margin.
That's right.
So that means Michael Coachman's version of perfection, if he doesn't meet that one person can decide that he's no longer good enough to be Speaker of the House, and he won't be. And that's what he asked. That's the challenge we have. I don't know how you do better than Michael Johnson. In fact, what he's doing this week, I think, is rather remarkable. The other thing you're seeing, just so you know, I don't know him that well.
Yeah.
I served one term with him. But
it shouldn't be that difficult to see what he's doing. He's giving, again, the bank away to a foreign country to fight another foreign country.
And well, at this point, letting the will of the House. Yeah, he's letting the will of the House prevail. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is sort of his job, to be honest. And so I think.
But it doesn't mean to throw the Republicans or the conservatives under the bus of the process.
Yeah, I don't really. They all get to cast their vote. You know, that's one thing about it. Everybody has the same number of votes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But it is so hard to sit there and watch our money being spent for foolishness. And yet we do it all the time. Now, I've done it myself in my own. You certainly have done. Oh, I went and got
but
that.
If it's your, it is your money. And
well,
so
of
is
course.
Our, so is the money we blow is your money, too.
Yeah,
but
I know.
At least if you blow your money.
It's my fault. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Direct. It's direct. And I've done that. I know I've done
it.
But at this point, it's just like, oh, my gosh. You know, we have a $31 trillion debt.
Yeah.
If that's not owed to the buildings in Washington, it's not owed to the staff that staffs the buildings. It owes we're the ones, me and you and everybody else, that have to pay that debt.
More importantly, our grandchildren.
Yeah, and the great grandchildren if it keeps us going.
Right. So all of that is true. So then it comes down to the priorities that you set, and we disagree on the priorities as individuals, right? So
well,
in the case of the bills he's going to put on the floor Saturday, I think it's a rather brilliant strategy on his part, because he's allowing every member, gets back down to that one vote thing, allowing every member to cast their vote on individual expenditures rather than the collective. That in and of itself, I know it might seem minor, but it's a massive difference, because it provides that thing that we all talk about a lot, and that is that transparency. You know, not every member is from a similar place, and some member might be from a place that, you know, might have 700,000 constituents who support Israel, but they don't support Ukraine.
Right.
You might come from a place that supports Ukraine, but not Israel. All those, by breaking it up in pieces, he's allowing everybody to express themselves on each individual deal. Now, you may not like the outcome. I may not like the outcome. I don't know. It doesn't. But at least he's providing an opportunity to have the outcome. And I would say this, that the burden of all of this, of governing, is much greater than the burden of being one of 435. You know what I'm saying? So when you're elevated to the position of speaker, and I've never been speaker, I've never aspired to be speaker, and if I ever become speaker, please have me, put somewhere.
I got you.
But that is an extra burden. And so when you take just Ukraine as an example, you know, the money that would go to Ukraine in this package, if it hasn't changed, they say it's $60 billion. It's really not. It's about 20 of that. Most of it's to replenish American weapon systems with more modern systems. And God knows we're so far behind you guys in some places, and I won't get into all that right now.
Right, no.
But
right.
We have lost our way in terms of American military might, because we've traded it for social engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Another whole long conversation.
Yes.
But the cost, we've already cost Ukraine, I'm afraid, a lot by being as slow to get things out as we have. And the Biden administration, by the way, is the first cost of this. Their projection of weakness, his projection of weakness, is what empowered Vladimir Putin. His withdrawal from Afghanistan is what's empowered the Ayatollahs. Mm-hmm. You know, his weakness in the border is what's empowered Xi Jinping. I mean, these people are so fired up, these dictators, because of our weakness. It costs a lot less money to maintain strength than it does to rebuild it.
Yep.
And so that's what's gotten us here in the first place. Having said that, Ukraine losing to Putin, and then Putin, who's made very clear he plans to continue, tried to rebuild whatever he can of the Soviet Union.
Right,
that's
going
to cost us a whole lot more than had we helped Ukraine. It's more significantly in the first 6 months when the Biden administration was twiddling their thumbs. That's going to be a lot much higher cost. So it's not each of these things in a vacuum per se. And we have honest disagreements about it, and I'm a Reagan guy, but that's okay. But what Mike, at the very least, is doing is letting everybody express themselves on each of these. And while, again, imperfect, it's still far, far better than, than the package deal, delivered late at night, where you have 5 minutes to decide on how to vote on it.
Vote
on
this.
Done a good
5
job,
minutes.
Right?
Pass the bill to find out what's in it, right?
Yeah. That's we'll never forget those immortal words.
No, those are immortal words. They should be.
Let's shift gears here. This one here with Iran now and Israel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, all we heard, when President Trump was in office, he's going to start World War III. Well, we had peace and prosperity. Now look where we're sitting. We got all these evil axis of evil, so to speak, just licking their chops, wanting to do what they want to do. And this Iran thing, What's next?
And so Iran's probably the, you know, that's the one example I left out, and it's probably the best example mm-hmm. that you bring up. Because Iran, remember, they had a deal with Iran.
Yeah.
The deal was, yeah, you can have nuclear weapons, just wait a little longer, but here, go ahead, here's some cash and a pallet, and feel free to start working on your uranium enrichment, and we'll just, you know, we'll lift all your sanctions. Well, then Donald Trump comes along, pours sanctions back on them, shuts down their oil industry, basically. When Donald Trump left office, Iran had $4 billion in financial reserves. Today, they have about $80 billion in financial reserves because they've been allowed to sell oil. Mm-hmm. And then now look what they've done. They've used some of the weapons that they've literally produced with that oil money to attack and injure a North Dakota Army pilot, mm-hmm. And then kill some other army soldiers in the desert, and now they're attacking American military ships, obviously, mm-hmm. or commercial ships that we're out there defending with our military, with our Navy. You guys, and it's so outrageous to me. And so you're right. Iran is the other example of bully exploiting weakness in the Biden administration. You're exactly right. I mean, here Donald Trump had Israel and Arab nations making deals, and peace treaties, and doing normal relations, something that nobody thought was ever possible. He did it. Mm-hmm. And that table, by the way, is still set for victory. But with mm-hmm. this very problematic situation in Gaza and Israel, I don't know how you all feel. I do hope that Benjamin Netanyahu can exercise a little bit of restraint, considering how badly he whipped Iran in this latest round.
Yeah.
They have to go into Rafah. They have to get rid of Hamas. I just hope they're very surgical about it and maintain this high ground that they've taken.
Mm-hmm.
But he has every right to do it.
Yep.
And we got to get, because when Donald Trump becomes president again, and I believe he's going to, mm-hmm. and I pray he's going to,
yes.
we need to get back to that, the Abraham Accords, and get mm-hmm. Saudi Arabia and other Arab states reconnected. Because one thing about what's happening with Iran and its proxies like the Houthis and Hezbollah and Hamas is they are actually doing a lot to drive a wedge between Arab nations, where it used to be Arab nations all came together against Israel. Now there are more sophisticated, successful, and a little more open-minded Arab nations that rather align themselves with the Western culture, at least the Western world.
Yeah.
And only Donald Trump could engineer that.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, we've mentioned this many times from late last year and continue on. Between now and the election, I'm just holding my breath as to what's mm-hmm. going to happen. What sort of trick are the liberals going to pull out?
You know? I know. We got to watch it closely. But you got to love Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Goes to court, a criminal court, and in his spare time, he goes meets with real people. And they love him and hug him and can thank him and congratulate him. Joe Biden goes to Scranton, his safe place, and they criticize him. I mean, what's not to love?
Yeah, that's true. And right now, I was watching Stu Varney a little bit here earlier, and they said his goal, he's going to try to win over the blue vote in New York, Manhattan, in that area.
I'm telling you, I don't know whether he can win or not, but he is already making huge inroads.
Yes, he is.
And I've got Varney on right now. There's Varney trivia. When was Scrabble invented?
Oh, I don't know.
No idea.
1938, just in case you don't know.
Well, the neat thing is with Donald Trump, he takes the old cliche, when you get lemons, you make lemonade. He's taking that to a whole new level right now.
Has he ever? Mm-hmm. I mean, has he ever?
Yep,
love
I
him.
Just, yep.
All right,
yep.
We're out of time. Where can one go to find out more about what you're working on?
Kramer.senate.gov and sign up for the newsletter and listen to KHND most weeks.
Yes.
There you go.
Most weeks. Right. There you go.
Have a good one. Talk to you next time.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Senator Kevin Kramer at 11 o'clock. Jason Heitkamp, our weekly get together after news and weather program powered by Bassett Motors south of the overpass on US 281 in Carrington. Might see a few flurries a little bit later on this morning.
Community. There's not a...
Good morning.
Hi, this is Courtney with Bassett Motors. Start your spring off right in a new Chevy. Take advantage of over $9,000 of combined rebates and discounts on a 2024 Custom Silverado or 2.9 financing for 72 months for qualified buyers. Let go of the wheel and enjoy hands-free driver's assistance with Super Cruise. Available on High Country trim models with over 400,000 miles of compatible roads. Schedule a test drive today at 701-652-2955. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your...
It's the Get It Off Your Chest radio talk show. Conservative talk for Central North Dakota.
But resist we much, we must, and we will much about that be committed.
You're not in Washington, D.C., you're in North Dakota. We don't put up with this kind of crap.
Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!
Free-minded, patriotic Americans. This program is not White House approved.
The fist is still the boss, and the truth don't lie. Don't forget it.
Well, let me just tell you, folks, it's never going to be time to panic, because we're never going to give up. We're not going to give up on America.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Mix 1470, KHNA 99.5 FM and online Simple Radio. RJ and RDA here, and with us via the magic of the telephone from an undisclosed location somewhere in southeastern North Dakota, our good friend Jason Heitkamp. How are you this morning, sir?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. You're starting to smell where we're at. I won't say anything about how the beets are doing, but they're doing pretty well for the year that we had.
Okay.
But if you start smelling something pretty sweet...
That's sure.
It might be me.
Well, probably one
of you're sweet today. Yeah, huh?
Probably one of the one of the more bizarre statements I heard on TV. It was yesterday at KX Good Day Dakota, and the anchor Alicia Huck. She was chatting about rain, and she says, "Well, she goes, it's strange. Every time I go out in the rain, I smell fish." And I'm like,
Lord.
Yeah, that's about. I have no comment on that. I just thought it was probably one of the more bizarre statements I've ever heard.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm just going to be quiet. I'm going to act like you never said that.
I heard nothing. I say nothing.
So you survived your trip to Harvey and all around the state last Saturday.
Oh, absolutely. Had a lot of fun. Yes. Came back to work and... I'm going to do it all again tomorrow.
There we are.
Oh, on a Friday. Okay.
So where are you headed to tomorrow?
I'm going to go to Oaks, North Dakota in the morning.
Yeah, that's a nice place.
And my daughter, I probably shouldn't say this, you know, all the highway patrolmen, please turn down your radio, but my daughter is actually on the way home on a kind of a special trip on the way home.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's pretty positive.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Awesome.
Pretty positive.
Awesome. Good. Well, I would say you were well received when you were in Harvey here last Saturday.
Well, and I appreciate everybody, you know, giving me time. It was like 2.5 hours, and that went by really fast.
Mm-hmm. It went real fast.
And we answered a lot of questions, and they still had a lot of questions.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's how you get the information out.
Hey, absolutely, man. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know,
and you know...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, yesterday, our good friend John DeBilius from the Bowdoin Country is on. He's not on social media, but his wife is. And she introduced him to your slides in reference to DPI statistics for schools. Yep. And he said that he wants to thank you for that because, wow, he said, what an eye-opener that was. He did not realize just how poorly things were going across the state.
Well, you know, and I'm just going to say this. I listen to your show every day. Yeah. And unfortunately, people try to call me during that time period,
yeah.
especially people I say, don't call me during this time period.
Yes.
And so I don't know if you heard the clacking in the background there, but a person's been trying to get a hold of me since you guys started today, and I won't answer because we can always talk later. I know who this person is, and we can talk later,
okay.
You know.
Yeah,
you know, I always tell people, you know, if your house is on fire, don't call me. Call 911.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise we can talk later.
Yeah, but, right.
But, you know, John is one of many people who are just like, appreciate those slides that come out that you put out, what, twice a day?
Yep. We put out two of them a day, and we put out some other information during the day. We started putting out the messages from a Scrabble board. Just for fun. And boy, that's really taken off. And so I actually sent you a contest today, but you know, with the driving and with the safety and things like that, I put it out right before we started talking. So there's already a winner.
Okay.
There's already a winner.
And the Scrabble board, it says, is... Oh, wait a minute. Let me find the right page. That was the
wrong
page.
In talking to our senator... He'd asked a question of trivia. When was Scrabble invented? 1938.
It must have been soon after the axe, I'm guessing.
The axe?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're wood blocks. They're wood blocks.
Well, that's true. Well, I bet the new ones are plastic. They're not wood. I'll bet they're plastic. Mine is still wood.
When was it invented there, sir?
1937, 38, somewhere there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought, you know, I guess that's a good time. I would have thought maybe in the 20s, you know.
Well, there was a lot of board games being invented during the 30s because nobody had a lot of money and you couldn't travel and it just, you know. So you get a game like that and they were rather reasonable and everybody could play it. Families could get together and play it and... make their own kind of stuff. So Scrabble and me never done very well.
Yeah, I don't know. I kid around a lot about the Scrabble game, but I rarely play it because I don't have my own board.
I have my own board, but it doesn't help. Unless there's a cheat sheet in there, it doesn't help. You get all these little blocks in there, and I get all the letters that make no words. And then the people put stuff on the board, and that doesn't make any words with what I have left. So I have the same 7 I started with, and 20 more added to it, and nothing. So I'm 0 all the time.
People are always trying to make up their own words.
Mm-hmm.
But no, that was one of the things I wanted to do today, was I wanted to thank you guys for, I believe you talked about the DPI race twice this week already.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that I really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, it's an important race. It's... all important, but I mean it's important because we need to have a stake in what this is being done, and the last person that's been doing this is I don't know what she does, but
you know there was
go ahead Rick.
I was gonna say you had a slide for yesterday for neighboring McCluskey Goodrich School District, and someone commented on there about the fact that sadly sometimes, I don't know if it's at that school or some other school, but basically when kids get out of elementary and get into high school, some don't even know how to read yet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I had a person yesterday, a teacher for quite a while, lives not too far from me. You know, they got the Blue Ribbon School twice since 2012, and she was talking about how one of the kids that graduated, you know, didn't know how to use an envelope. And didn't know what corner to put the stamp on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Well, it happened to my cousin, remember? I told you about he didn't know how to write a letter. He just couldn't do it. Didn't know what to do.
So the sad part is I'm hearing these stories every day. And so we have a real problem in our state. And I'm just saying this is one of the most important races we have this year because, you know, are things really going to change with the candidates that we have running for governor or running for the United States House of Representatives or the other races? I mean, I'd really like to think so. But, you know, you guys know what happened in Williston last night, and you know what's happening in Harvey today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 66% is the number that was said on that Williston school. You know, a high percentage of the mail-in ones were for it, a really high percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Just barely passing, it was the live vote from the people.
Mm-hmm.
So just think of what a difference that, you know, the mail-in ballots versus the real live people coming to vote mm-hmm. are doing. And, you know, there was a guy, you know, out on the eastern part of the state, you know, the gap in the teeth and red hair.
Oh, yeah.
He was basically telling a person, well, you know, your property taxes are going up substantially in Williston, but it's for the good cause. It's for the cause of the kids.
Oh.
You know, and
oh,
so,
geez.
You know, they were talking about one house is going to be $160 more per month
mm-hmm.
now with this property tax.
Mm-hmm. That's
so that's
huge.
A lot.
That is.
That's a lot.
Wow.
So
in Williston.
In Williston, yeah. And, you know, the one thing I wanted to say was after the vote's all done, I'm not here to say yes or no or give yes or no, but one thing you guys could do
mm-hmm.
is after the vote, take a look at the poll book and just check how many staff members and family members of staff voted for this. Because for the next 20 to 30 years, you know, it's going to affect people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And apparently they were sending out in Harvey, they got addresses from young people who graduated, still have their parents' yep. legal address, but don't live here anymore. And sending, you know.
Correct.
Asking them to go get absentee ballots.
Yeah, and they've been doing that in state elections for years where they try to have the college kids vote in the town they're at for college and then vote at home also.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very sad. Very sad. That's all I'm going to say.
That is. It's unreal.
Yeah.
It's 11:31. We have to break away. We have a hard break. Visiting with Jason Heitkamp, DPI superintendent candidate, in our weekly get-together. We have a little hint of sunshine, not much. The temperature in Harvey right now at 31. We have a west to northwest wind right now sustained at 23, gusts to 34. News and weather on the way, but first, Fox Business News and the Fox Business Network.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report. Alaska Airlines shares are trading higher after the company reported first quarter earnings that beat analyst expectations. It was a net loss of $132 million. The better-than-expected results come despite challenges such as that mid-air blowout of a door plug and the grounding of the Boeing 737 MAX 9, which pushed Alaska Air to a loss in the first quarter. Boeing's paid Alaska an initial $162 million in cash compensation. And the New York Fed president weighs in on interest rates. John Williams saying the Federal Reserve's benchmark interest rate is in a good place, moving inflation down, and that there's no need to rush to push it lower. When he was asked if the next move by the Fed might be to raise interest rates, Williams said it was not his base case, and that eventually interest rates will need to be lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kruszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it. If you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC, NYSE.
Seven 32, the KHND weather guest this time being brought to you by Kodiakoff Fuels and Propane. Kodiakoff Fuels and Propane, they're located on Harvey's South Edge. That's Cotico Fuels and Propane.
At Cotico Fuel and Propane, we believe in doing things the right way. It's why we perform complimentary leak checks in and outside of your home. We offer 24/7 emergency service, and we even have flexible buying options that allow you to lock in your price regardless of market fluctuations. Cotico Fuels of Harvey, dedicated to serving you.
Meteorologist Stone Schaefer, he's at the KX Storm Team in Bismarck. What's going on? Warm it up, my friend. Bring that wind out some.
From the Storm Team at KX News, I'm meteorologist Stone Schaefer. Today, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 40s, a west wind 25 to 30, wind gust up to 50 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 20s, a west wind 15 to 25, wind gust up to 40. Tomorrow, a slight chance of snow, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s, a northwest wind 20 to 30, wind gust up to 40. On Saturday, sunny, highs in the upper 40s, a northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. On Sunday, sunny highs in upper 50s, a southwest wind 5 to 10. On Monday, a chance of rain, partly sunny, highs in the lower 50s, a south wind 5 to 15, wind gust up to 20. On Tuesday, sunny highs in the upper 50s, a northwest wind about 10 miles per hour. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny highs in the lower 60s, a southeast wind 10 to 15, wind gust up to 25. Keep right here for your latest forecast. The Mix, 1470 KHND and 99.5 FM.
Thanks, Stone Schaefer. Needs to get a little more sleep at night, but, you know, that's just me. Currently, partly sunny for a little ray of sunshine, 31. West and northwest winds at 24, gusting to 33. Dew point at 16. Bare soil temp 4 inches down at 34.
Weather when you need it. We are The Mix, 1470, KHND, Harvey.
Fox News on the way with your one-minute update. This report presented to you by Roberta Storm with State Farm Insurance. And the good people are good friends at Harvey Warehouse Grocery on Harvey's West Edge.
It's the big savings event all this week at Harvey Warehouse Grocery. You'll find bone-in pork shoulder, all natural, whole in the bag, $1.69 a pound. Our Valley mac and cheese dinners, only 69 cents a box. Our Valley chunk shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $6. Jack's original pizza, selected varieties, get 3 for $10. Boneless beef chuck roast, $6.49 a pound. Valley pack, 85% lean ground beef, $4.99 a pound. You'll find Mr. Dell's hash browns, $3.49 a package. Brew pub, lots and lots of pizzas, only $5.99. Healthy Choice steamers, 3 for $10. Also, Daisy sour cream, $3.69. And boneless marinated pork loin filet, $6.99 for Smithfield. Boneless beef chuck steak, $6.49 a pound. And don't forget about their delicious roasted deli chicken, 4-piece and 8-piece, all cooked up, hot, juicy, and delicious, ready to take home and eat. And don't forget about their brand new website, HarveyWarehouse.com. That's where you can find the full flyer, HarveyWarehouse.com. That's Harvey Warehouse Grocery.
Shopping for car insurance is confusing. Holy cow.
Great. Now we have a cow in our kitchen.
Why did you say that?
Because I don't know what coverage to choose.
So just say the State Farm jingle. A State Farm agent can go over all your options with you and help choose coverage that meets your needs. Dude, the cow, could you move?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Contact Roberta Storm with State Farm Insurance in Harvey at 324-4318.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Two of the seven jurors chosen so far at former President Trump's trial in New York are dismissed, one after prosecutors raised concerns about his credibility, the other a woman let go earlier.
She went home on Tuesday night and her friends and family started questioning her because they could figure out who she was based on the facts about her life. But since those were made public, she now said she had concerns about being fair and balanced and those public revelations about her identity.
Fox's Eric Shawn in New York. President Biden announces new sanctions aimed at Iran's drone manufacturing and steel industry over Saturday's drone and missile attack on Israel. The Israeli military is waiting for orders.
Reports indicate that strikes against the Islamic Republic were called off on two separate occasions. Iran's top officials are threatening immediate retaliation if such a strike takes place, forcing the Israelis to consider the Jewish holiday of Passover that starts on Monday.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv, Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
news and information when you need it. We are the Mix 1470 KHND Harvey.
Hi, this is Larry, inviting everyone to join us for a town hall meeting at the New Rockford Eagles Club. Learn about the issues of our state and how our legislators voted. Meet the unanimously endorsed District 14 Republican candidates, Jason Steidel, Carissa Grothy, and myself, Larry Dan Duren. Special guests include congressional candidate Rick Becker and Mike Blessen. Join us and bring all your questions to New Rockford Eagles Club on Friday, April 19th. Social starts at 6 and the presentation at 7. See you then.
Sponsored and paid for by District 14 Campaign Team.
The Mix, 1470, KHND.
And we're back, 1139. Program presented to you by Bissett Motors in Carrington. Jason Heitkamp on the line, our weekly get-together and DPI candidate. And, well, we're getting closer
all wrong
and closer.
Good guy.
Yeah, getting closer and closer to that June primary.
Yeah.
Absolutely. June 11th is just around the corner.
Yeah. So is December and winter.
Feels like winter today, but, yeah.
Hey. I would like to bring up, you know, I have people that are helping me in this race, and yesterday, I included you guys in on a deal that we're doing. One of the people who's helping me came up with this deal called Truth in North Dakota Education. It's a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's where you can go out and see all the slides that we've posted so far. And so we went from having about 7 members to over 190 members yesterday.
That's good.
Wow.
I got to remember to do that when I get home today.
Yeah, that's huge. And I tell you what, this person has done a very great job with everything. We've only had 2 issues so far since we started putting the slides up. And one of them happened yesterday because the one school was consolidating, and I guess we didn't realize that. But, you know, we put a little disclaimer in there about that. But otherwise, the numbers are straight off the DPI website, and everything is accurate. So we did have problems with the TGU superintendent who, you know, he wasn't talking that the proficiency scores were wrong that we put up. He said that the way that the funding... we were talking about cost per pupil, which I don't believe was wrong. We finally did get information from him like 2 days ago, and we're going through it. Yep. Okay. And so everybody's been real nice about getting us information, and whether it's DPI, whether it's the superintendent who writes a bad editorial about me in a newspaper, any of those people have been very good about getting us the information. And, you know, like I said, we're not out to hammer anybody. We're out to just show people the information that they wanted to see for a long time.
Right.
And I'm just going to put this plug out because I'm really the only candidate that is actually adding things like that to people's, you know, the ability. It's very easy to go see that. You know, the other people are not putting stuff out like that. Mm-mm. So...
I don't even know what they're doing.
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know. I don't know.
It's just quiet.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. You upset me with one of those slides, so I think I'm going to endorse.
He's triggered.
I'm triggered. I'm going to endorse Draco or Darko, whatever his name is. Yeah.
Darko.
Danny Darko. That's okay.
Listener just shot me a message. And listeners said they'd like to donate to your campaign. Could he please say his address so we can get it to him?
Oh, good idea.
Oh, you mean like they want to send me a...
money.
A check?
Mm-hmm. A check or cash?
I put slides up on my Facebook page and stuff like that. But my address is 921 Dakota Avenue, Suite F. And we figured out that F is actually for furnace room. So that's what it is. Okay.
All right.
And it's Wahpeton, North Dakota, Wahpeton, North Dakota, 58075.
58075?
Yep.
Okay, so one more time in case that listener didn't quite have everything ready.
Yep. 921 Dakota Avenue, Suite F, Wahpeton, North Dakota, 58075.
Excellent.
Okay. All right, very good. That's that's exciting. You know, that's probably the first time that's ever happened to me on 20 years of doing a radio show like this, 23 years, whatever it was. Someone wanted an address of the candidate to give them some funds. That's neat.
That's good. I like it.
I've caused so much trouble statewide because, you know, I live in Wymyr, North Dakota, and when I was state senator, they kept saying Wahpeton. Well, that was because they had blown my mailbox up when I was county commissioner, and so I actually had to start taking my mail at a safe spot. So that's why it says Wahpeton. I actually do live in Wymyr, North Dakota.
Yeah.
And then I haven't been there in so many decades. I need to go down there and visit you down there is what I need to do.
The town's population hasn't changed since probably the early 60s.
Oh, my.
It's a bedroom community. People keep moving in. People keep moving out.
Yeah.
I will give this also, Jason Heitkamp for NorthDakota.com. That's my website. And there's a donate button on there if you feel like donating.
All right, do the website again just to make sure you get it.
Yep. Jason Heitkamp for, that's the letter or the number four only, NorthDakota.com. So it's my first name, Jason, my last name, Heitkamp, the letter four, the letter N, the letter D.com.
There you go.
Okay. And that's is that a website or the Facebook page?
That's a website.
That's a website.
Okay.
The website.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent.
But the last thing I was going to talk to you guys about today, you know, people continue to say that the test scores don't mean anything. Now, we're getting the figures together. We're spending about $5 million a year on these tests. All right? So for one thing, if these tests don't mean anything, then why don't we start saving some money? That's a lot of money to be spending, and there's up to five different tests that they take. We've talked about this before.
Yeah.
So statistically, you can't keep track of it. It'd be like having five different baseball organizations and then trying to find out why this guy is no good as a batter. You know.
Well, the reason that they said don't worry about test scores is because their test scores are horrible.
Right.
So I mean that's why of course they're not going to like their they'd be. Waving it from the flagpoles if it was the top of the most. We don't have anybody, we don't have any schools or people, well, individuals do, but we don't have any schools that are actually getting pass grades.
Yeah.
You know, 74 that's an F. You go to after they get a D, C, B. We don't have anybody can get in there. Now, there are individuals, obviously, I understand that there are individuals that are very good. They've probably got a great point average and everything else. That just means how even worse it is for those who are on the other side because it's an average. Yeah. So it's bad.
Well, we have people out there that are so technology-based, that's all that they want to do is teach technology. But the one thing that I always say is if we always talk about the power grid going down. You know, at our farm, we've been down for over 3 days when it was below zero.
Boy.
You know, and so I always think of survival skills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, are we teaching these kids survival skills? Are they going to be able to survive? That's the thing that we need to do. And, you know, you continually hear that these tests are just, you know, don't shame the kids because they might want to be an artist. Or they might want to do this, or they might want to do that. You know, at 16 years old, the only thing that I ever hear from people is that they're not old enough to buy a gun, they're not old enough to drink, they're not old enough to do a lot of things, okay? But they are old enough to be drafted at 18.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear that this choice ready, that's one of the things that they talk about with choice ready, is getting them prepared for the military. And I am 100% behind the military, all right? But I don't believe that that's what we should be teaching our kids in public school, is to be prepared for the military. We should be teaching them to maybe be entrepreneurs, maybe be able to fix their own cars, you know, maybe figure out what to do when the power goes off for 3 days when it's below zero, things like that. Because when the power goes out, your iPad is going to go out. Your phone is going to go out. Your communications are going to go down. What are you going to do? And that's one thing I really want to push. in school, at least in the younger years, mm-hmm. is to make sure that these people can survive, because we live in a tough neighborhood, mm-hmm. North Dakota.
It's mm-hmm. a toughie. Now, the other thing, too, then something you just brought up here a bit, is that these people, if they can't be a 16-year-old if they can't write or read or do arithmetic. Because those are the bases. If they don't want any schooling and want to screw it all up after, that's fine. But without reading, writing, arithmetic, they're done.
Right.
And that's a bad place to leave that, because that just means society will end up footing the bill for it somewhere.
Yeah. And, you know, there's nothing that says that not going to college after school is a bad thing.
We need
people who learn trades. You know, when I was a kid, you had to train under a journeyman to become an electrician. You had to mm-hmm. train under a journeyman to become a plumber. There's nothing wrong with getting a job, learning all the skills, and then getting paid the big money after that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's kind of being fooled, I think, into saying you can get the big money right away.
No.
You got to work hard to get to where you are at. And that's how I've gotten to where I am, and I believe that's where you two guys have gotten to where you're at. You did the hard work, and now hopefully you're benefiting from it, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. Yeah, to some small degree, getting closer to 60, I do see that. You know, it's not not busting my rump. I should say busting the rump, because there's nothing physical about this job. But you know, I'm not even doing, you know, 5 solid days a week. I've learned to back off a little bit on Fridays. You know,
mm-hmm.
probably right. how I should have put it earlier. But yeah,
but that's you've. Yeah, if we're going to run a station with a small crew, everybody's got to be on board, but you can't stretch it so far that you get yourself hurt or get sick.
Absolutely.
Because we found out this year what happens when somebody gets sick and they're just a part-timer. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I said, you know, I work 6 days a week since August. And I'm starting to tone it back a little bit over the last couple of weeks. And it is strange. I mean, I have to learn how to slow down. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about mm-hmm. it.
Yep.
But it's so fun. It's so fun pushing myself, too. Even at the age I'm at, I don't feel old. I feel very young. I feel like I can do a lot.
Yeah, because you're just shy of 84 now, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Just shy. I'm just a little under RDA for age.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, that's true. So yeah, it's the race is it rolls on, and I can't believe we're getting so close to that primary. It'll blink of an eye, it'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I said I think you're really going to see that people are. It doesn't matter what race it is. I think you're going to see people kind of shutting down now. And just trying to get through the primary right now. I'm not. I'm opening up the. Mm-hmm. I'm opening up to full speed now. Every day I get off, I'm going to be on the road, going somewhere, yep. doing something.
Good.
And, you know, I said I wasn't going to say anything, but, you know, since we're to the end of the show, I'm going to end up in New Rockford tomorrow night because they have a town hall meeting.
All right.
And I haven't told anybody I'm coming there because I don't want to ruin their town hall meeting. And they already have people that they've invited to go there. But, you know, I need a good meal, and I need to say hi to people. I don't think that's going to be a bad thing.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, New Rockford tomorrow, the District 14 endorsed candidates will be there, and Rick Becker, too, so.
Yeah, and Mike Blessing also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And now the District 14 endorsed candidates will have a similar event here in Harvey a week from tomorrow on the 26th.
Correct.
So,
and I'm not going to say if I'm going to be there either, so I'm not saying yet. But we'll see what happens. But no, I am going to Oaks tomorrow, going to spend mm-hmm. part of the day there, and then I'm going to stop in Jamestown for a little bit, and then I'm going to end up in New Rockford tomorrow night.
Excellent.
All right. Very good.
Well, safe in your travels.
We're out of time. And,
absolutely.
And, hey, we'll talk to you next week. Safe travels, my friend.
Yep.
And I was just going to say, Amy from Williston was the first one. She did win the contest.
All right. So.
Okay. Well, congratulations to Amy from Williston.
There you go.
See you next week. Take care.
Bye.
Jason Eichamp with us, our weekly get-together, 11:53. Late morning markets are coming up. It's 31 and a little bit of sunshine out there.